Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I've been playing this game. It's super fun. It's addicting. It's a mobile puzzle game called Best Fiends. And Best Fiends, you solve puzzles and collect tons of cute characters that you level up to defeat the slugs. Best Fiends updates the game all the time. There's always something new and exciting to try. Play by yourself or connect with your friends or family. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. Best Fiends, like friends without the R. Best Fiends. Trust me, you'll be addicted too. Bobby Bones. All right, it's the post-show, pre-show before we get into Friday's show, which, by the way, on the podcast, Friday shows are often shorter because we do the dance parties, and an artist comes by to play, and we can't put the performances up. So sometimes the audio ends up being a little shorter than the other days, not because we're on the air any less, but because here's the reason you can't put music up on a podcast. You can't put on-demand music up for free. You have to pay in some way. Meaning streaming service or buy with iTunes. I can't put Brantley's performance he did today up on our podcast because someone cannot pay for it, take their cursor, and just listen to that song over and over again.
Gotcha.
So YouTube's different rules. You can go watch Brantley. You'll hear him today. You go watch that on YouTube. But that's why. We used to put the whole Friday morning dance party up, but you can't because it's on-demand music. So I think their law is, unless you're reviewing it, right?
Editorial, yeah.
Like editorial. That's why on the Bobbycast we get to put music up. Because that podcast is an editorial podcast about music and songwriting. And we don't play full songs, but we talk about songs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and there you go. A little nerdy difference for you. Here, polls of... What's up? You don't like that? My D's coming.
Quiet,
in the
my
background.
It's nerdy.
It's very nerdy. Yeah, the podcast is nerdy. I'm nerdy. The whole thing's nerdy. By the way, Scott Hamilton's on this time. And so he's an Olympic gold medalist. Amy was on the Velvet's Edge podcast, by the way, with Kelly Henderson.
Yeah, that first part's been released. I don't know when the second part's coming out.
But here's the thing. Mike D, who produces the whole network, the whole podcast network.
Yes.
He said, hey, your podcast needs to be about 25 minutes. How long they send you back, Mike D?
An hour 16.
Whoa.
Yeah. 25 minutes.
I know.
Yeah. What were you thinking?
It's on my podcast.
Yeah, but...
but they were asking you questions.
I was talking a lot, yeah. So there's a lot to cover.
Yeah, search Velvet's Edge, and you can hear part one with Amy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Polls from the week. If you listen to the show, the podcast, there was a whole segment about Amy, and Amy admitted that she got Botox. And I said, hey, do you or does someone close to you get Botox? One of four people do.
Okay.
Wow.
That's a lot.
It's a lot more than I thought.
One in four. I mean, that's... Because I was...
I thought it was higher.
I don't know anyone.
Oh, I didn't think it would be higher. Yeah,
really?
You do. You know, okay. A lot of people. You just don't know they do it.
Dang, then that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's good on them then, because I don't know.
We got into this debate, and I told Amy it's less than she thinks it is, and I told Rod, our boss, it's more than he thinks it is. One in four is about where I thought it would be.
And the conversation originated because it was guys are getting more of it because of Instagram or something. They want to look better. And since that conversation came out, I think I've met three different guys that have admitted to doing it. Since
a lot
we talked
of people,
about it.
Too, have said they get it for migraines. Like
yes.
The doctor will say, hey, get this Botox.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah.
Like it's a medical thing.
I have a friend that gets it for migraines. She didn't even want it before, but she does get it, and she gets so much of it. And it's all covered by her insurance.
Will it fix my hemorrhoid?
Oh.
That's like a wrinkle, right?
Yeah, right?
Let's look into that.
Here's another poll. A listener offered to pay Lunchbox to sit by them on the airplane. Should he have accepted? And 50-50.
Wow.
I think people were mostly, aside from the payment, I think people were mostly upset that you just didn't sit beside a listener that asked you to sit beside a listener. She was like, hey, sit beside me on the airplane.
Yeah, some people said I was rude.
And you feel...
I needed a nap, and I didn't want to sit there.
Hmm. Is the NSYNC It's Gonna Be May meme funny?
No.
Yes.
90% said no.
92% said yes. It's
hilarious,
funny.
Hilarious,
yeah.
Dude.
You know, today was May the 4th be with you.
See, here we go. Another
yes,
Star May the 4th. Wars.
Why do we do this?
Why does it hurt you that people find things?
Okay, well, you just wait. June comes. I got a great one for June.
What is it?
I can't tell you till June.
I got June, babe.
I like that one.
That's not it.
Hey, June.
Oh, I think you spoiled it.
No, already. I said that last week.
Oh,
no, you
did?
Yes, I did.
No.
I sang Hey June on the air.
Now Lunchbox is bummed.
Lunchbox,
is that really what you had?
He's been reminding me every day that he has a good one.
I sang that on the air last. I think it was the first one I sang.
No. Well, Lunchbox, just start thinking about July.
Lunchbox, how are you going to sing it anyway?
No, I was just going to put the stupid meme up, and I was going to find the Beatles and put, "Hey, June."
You were going to find the Beatles?
Yeah, a picture of them.
Well, so there's that. We're in Austin. We're all in the studio. Hey, Morgan number two, this is your first time to be in our studio here?
Yeah, it's so fancy.
Is it fancy in here?
I love it.
We have screens that lift and microphones that work. I went to Morgan number two without even worrying about her microphone.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes,
I didn't even worry about it. It just works. So, yeah, you two got in late, though.
Yeah.
What time did you get in Morgan number two last night?
I got in at 10:30, but Eddie had a rough day of traveling, so lucky
rough,
for
man.
Me.
I got dropped off at the airport in Nashville at noon. Flew to Chicago.
Yeah.
I got here at 11 p.m. that night.
Oh, wow.
And I was on a direct flight. So.
So, wait, did you fly with Jessica?
No, I don't think so. Nobody was on my flight.
No, but you had your private Southwest flight?
Wow.
By myself.
Wow.
I like those stories where people accidentally get put on flights that are meant to send for cleaning, and they're all alone, and those commercial flights. You ever
That'd
see
be
that?
Amazing.
That happens?
Yeah. There have been a couple times where someone takes a selfie. They're like, well, I guess I'm the only one on the flight, and they're by the... Mike,
yeah,
you ever see that?
That's funny.
That's amazing.
See, Mike knows.
Yeah, Mike knows everything.
I know now.
Mike knows. Yeah. So, yeah, that happened. Anything else? Let's see. This weekend, the Country Festival...
On this podcast part, can
we say who the guest host is?
Oh,
yeah, but I mean, this is the pre-show.
Same day. It's gonna be out soon.
Still the same day.
It's Candace Cameron.
Say it.
I mean, they have to. How long can they?
Yeah, they
embargo
can't hold it forever.
No.
I mean, she's in for rehearsals. I don't think till the morning. I have to do all the stuff without her today.
Where's she saying?
I don't know.
Oh.
No, don't be creepy.
This is amazing.
I'm not going to be creepy. I just going to be casual.
What's her real last name now?
Candace Cameron Bure.
Yes. This is awesome. Bring a Deej.
DJ
You're going to be with Deej.
Yeah, I hope she's nice. I don't know.
Yes, I've heard she's so nice. Can't wait.
And he's like, hey, introduce me. I'm like, yeah, I don't even know her. She may not want to hang out with it. She may not even like me. So, yeah. What?
You're going to get to know her.
Yeah, well,
it'll work out.
So I was hoping for Kimmy Gibbler.
I mean, she seems cool too.
Do you know what her real name is?
No.
Andrea Barber.
Okay, all right. Now I can see it on the screen.
Yeah,
I can see it in my mind.
That's how I know everybody's names from the shows. I just watch it so much. It's not because I memorize them; they always pop up on the screen.
Yeah,
all the
time.
I hate this game because I'll end up missing.
Jordy.
Eddie Winslow.
Darius McCrary.
How do you know that?
I mean, I would look
Who
that
is
up.
That?
I would look that up.
Who is Eddie? Oh,
from Family Matters.
Yeah, he's not even the main guy, though.
Okay, well, I wasn't going to go easy. He's
see
Jimmy
what his
White.
Name is, because that's...
Darius McCrary.
Is it?
McCrary.
Yeah. And that's not me thinking of it. That's
that
muscle
is so
memory, man.
Pretty good.
Ridiculous.
Just right to it. You like that, Morgan, number two?
Yeah,
it's impressive
funny.
How he does it. It really is.
Is it impressive or is it sad?
No, it's impressive. No, that it's impressive because you could apply it. I mean, sure, right now we're talking about something silly like a 90s sitcom, but it's like he can retain that information on really, really, really awesome important things, too.
He can retain everything.
That's what I'm talking
true,
about. That's why
well,
it's impressive.
Everything. But
it's annoying.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching Friends yesterday. And it was like the first season of Friends, and I'm thinking to myself, I wonder when Friends won't be funny anymore. Because eventually, like, Mr. Cotter wasn't fun anymore. They used to be on all the time. One of the first syndicated shows that would air.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Yeah. Mr. Cotter, yeah. Mr. Cotter. I wonder when Friends kind of ages out. So I'm watching it, and it's season one, and I'm going, I wonder when people won't find this funny anymore. Because it's the, I think that and Seinfeld are the most syndicated shows right now.
Wow.
And so when does it not? And, you know, the new set of syndicated shows is out. Mom. Any show that hits about 100, 75 to 100, they start syndicating.
What's it Mom?
With
Anna Faris.
Wow.
And the lady that won, she won an Oscar this year.
For I, Tonya.
Yeah, Best Mom. Supporting Actress or something.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wow. Didn't even know that show existed.
The Office is now in a couple years of syndication. The Office is oddly liked by young kids that didn't get to take it the first time. Like
The Office is great. I mean...
Amy wouldn't be someone who likes The Office type humor.
Oh, yeah. I told you. I'm watching it, and I like it.
But how many episodes have you watched?
I'm, like, halfway through season one.
But that
That's
was, like,
it?
2 months ago when you said that.
Yeah, because I'm just sprinkling it in. I'm not... It's, like, my go-to when I'm just, you know, blow-drying my hair or something. I spent a lot of time with El Chapo, guys.
I feel like that's how you watch a lot of TV, though. Blow-drying your hair, doing dishes, and watching
yes,
Netflix.
Yes. It's on my computer, so just carry it around with me.
It's crazy.
If you thought it was really funny, I think you'd binge it, because... When you love a show, you just go. And 30 minutes, and it's so funny, you have to watch episodes.
It's like 22.
No, I told you, Michael Scott makes me LOL.
Anything that's a 30-minute show. Because Rick and Morty is like 21 and a half minutes, right? Mm-hmm. And that, and I'm so disappointed because it's so short. And nobody else watches Rick and Morty except my D and I.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We watch Rick.
Is that Pickle Rick?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
You never seen Pickle Rick?
No, I've never seen it.
Hey, Rick!
Yeah,
Morty!
I know what it looks like, but I've never seen it.
That's a funny show.
And that's a cartoon.
Yeah, but...
Like a South Park kind of cartoon.
I didn't think that I would like it, because I go, what am I gonna... Like an adult cartoon. But it's really funny. And it goes over the line, but in smart ways.
Yeah.
Not poop ways.
Oh.
And not the cursing way, just to be...
What channel is it on?
Comedy Central? No.
Adult Swim.
That's his own channel?
Well, it's like after Cartoon Network, which is on
Cartoon Network, yeah. I never watch it on TV. I download it.
Okay.
So, you ever watch that Morgan number 2?
Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, Rick! I'm just trying to get to school today! Morty! That's kind of the only impression I can do pretty well. And you guys don't even know the show,
know,
so no one gets it.
I don't even know what they look like.
I do all the impressions terrible. Even the biggest, best impressions, I do terribly.
No, your Seinfeld's pretty good.
No, because I only know how to do, what's the deal? Peanut. I only know how to do that one thing.
Corn nuts.
Whatever.
But, yeah.
But my point is, I only know how to do that one. What's the deal? And it's not even that good. I can do Seinfeld. I can do a little bit of Kermit. Oh. Hi-ho, Kermit T. Froggy.
And Mickey. You do a good Mickey.
Hey, everyone. It's the... But
That's great.
Those are mailed-in ones. Like, I don't really have... I think my Rick from Rick and Morty is probably my best one. Yeah. And no one even gets it. You have a good impression. Eddie does a good impression.
Oh, yeah. My Goofy's
what's your
my
best
favorite
one, though?
Goofy. Yeah.
Gosh, guys. That's my Goofy.
Right?
Do you still do that for your kids? Or are they too old?
No, they're too old for that.
I think your Luke Bryan's the best.
Oh, hey, y'all. Well, I mean, God, Luke's hard. So, Bobby, you got to really... It's a booger.
Eddie gets better, too, when he's around people, and he can see them go for a while. I end up doing a pretty good Keith Urban when I'm around him for a bit, if I hang around him. But it turns into a Leprechaun or Paul McCartney real quick. If I'm not, he's like, Bobby, I can't. It's tough.
It's
but
hard
if
to just
I'm
jump
around,
into
yeah,
it.
If I'm, Lunch, can you do any impressions?
Oh, yeah. I got Joey Lawrence from Blossom.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
That's not bad.
I'm pretty good at that one. Whoa.
It is good.
But you got to say words, too, though.
No, yeah. That's everybody knows him for
it's
that.
It's like me going, I can do Maggie Simpson from The Simpsons.
She's sucking on
yeah, just
her,
like that's all she does. Her. Yeah.
That's
making
funny.
A sound effect. Morgan number 2, you do any impressions?
No,
do you have any talents, Morgan number 2, that we don't know about?
Can you do anything?
Like, do you have any hidden talents?
I don't think I have any hidden talents. None that I've found.
Can you sing at all?
I used to think I could sing. The more I listen to myself, I don't think so.
Can you sing?
Yeah, she can sing.
I
got a good voice.
I remember I wanted to be a singer.
Oh,
really?
Wow, that's
yeah.
awesome.
That's what she wanted to be growing up.
What?
Yeah, that was like my dream.
Was to move to Nashville and be a...
So how about next week then? You sing.
Yep.
Oh, God. Ooh.
Yes, this could be great.
It's going to be so terrible.
And you can pick your karaoke song. Like, find a song that's in your range, but you really have to try.
Okay. I will.
And you're not saying that you're good and
try.
You want. But you can't, like, half butt it and be like, oh, I dug my key. And, like, really try.
I will really try, but I will say I think I was better when I was younger, or I was just tone deaf when I was younger. I'm not sure which.
But you wanted to be a real-life singer, huh?
Yeah, I really did. Like, I loved country music, and I wanted to go into that until my parents kind of told me that I needed to get a real direction.
But that doesn't mean you weren't a good singer. It means that the job prospects for being a singer weren't great, and so your parents may have been looking out for you.
Yeah, I think they were looking out because I started to sound worse.
Or testing you. If they say you shouldn't do something and you go, yeah, you're right, you didn't really want it anyway.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's good parenting right there, to find out the truth. Like, just test them like that, and if they're like, ah, you're right, then okay, cool, they didn't want to do that.
Or charge them money
stuff,
and come
Bones.
Up with a contract.
Yeah, is your kid still playing his baseball contract?
Yep. He is.
It's the only contract I've heard of where you have to pay money. I've heard of a lot of contracts where you get money, but never.
It's hard with him. It's hard to find something that he really, really loves, and he loves his money that he saved up for like 5 years.
So you're going to take it from him?
I will. As soon as he quits, I will
so
take it.
It's sad if you have to take it.
When does the season end?
I think he has a couple more months.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Was that Insta story you posted of him swinging and missing?
No. That would have been mean. That was
but it was me because it looked like him. You didn't say it wasn't him.
No, I was just showing I was at a baseball game. It was his team on the field.
So it was another kid.
So it was another kid. It's okay. It's another kid.
But you didn't identify that it wasn't him, so it looked like you were putting a picture of your kid up swinging and missing.
You're right.
It was a high fastball.
Yes.
And he took a big old cut.
Yeah. Yeah. Watching them at that age is hard because they just throw a lot of balls really fast, but they're never in the strike
zone.
Are
they throwing it with their arms?
Oh, yeah.
How old is your son, 10?
10. So the league's 10 and 11.
Is he small for his age?
No, he's right there.
Is he?
Yeah, he's right there with him.
I guess he has gotten a bit. He's grown a bit.
He's gotten pretty tall and filled out a little bit. Yeah.
Is he good?
No. He's good. He's good in the outfield. Like he doesn't let balls pass him. He hasn't had a pop fly yet, but he stops all the balls, gets it to second as fast as he can. And that's good.
Does he get nervous?
He's scared of the ball right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not really swinging the bat.
No, no. Does he get nervous in the outfield that they're going to hit it to him?
Oh no. He loves it. He's got his stance ready. He kind of just like waits for the ball, and when it comes his way, he deals with it the right way.
Do you hit him any pop flies?
Yeah.
Does he catch them?
About 10% of them.
So you don't think baseball is long-term for him?
I don't think so. If he gets through the season, he might have enough excitement to go one more, but I think right now he's just like, I got a contract on this, I got to get through it, and let's just do it.
Mm. Well.
I know.
Okay, we're going to get started here on today's show. Appreciate you being here this weekend, our iHeart Country Festival, so we're going to be all over the place. But hopefully we'll have some good stories. Who's here? Keith Urban's here. Marin's here.
Luke.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, too, of some of the surprise guests that are coming out. There's some pretty cool ones.
The little one?
No, that's not a surprise. Oh, the Yodel Boy? Yeah. We took that on our show.
Yeah, I know, just in case people didn't catch that.
That's exciting.
All right, Friday's show starts now.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now,
here he is.
Turn it up.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio!
Morning!
Hey, you know what? I read that shampoo with caffeine makes your hair grow. Eddie, did you see this?
No, tell me more.
Well, so Eddie's the resident balding guy on the show.
Correct.
He doesn't mind talking about it.
No.
According to recent studies, the solution to full hair is as simple as washing your hair with shampoos that contain caffeine. Caffeine has a potent effect in growing and thickening hair. Now, I read this, and they have caffeine shampoos too, Eddie, if you want to get in.
Okay.
But you told us probably a few weeks ago that your hair was growing back.
Yeah, the guy that cuts my hair told me, like, you're not going to believe me, but your hair is growing back in the top of your head.
And so has it been? Do you have a mohawk now or what?
No, no, but you know, I posted a picture on my Instagram the other day, and people said they see it. It is growing back. It's
they
a phenomenon.
Hair. You didn't put a before and after.
No, I didn't. But I'm telling you, it was bald, Bones. I mean, I was bald up there. And now, like, there's little hairs growing back.
And what do you think is the reason for that?
Well, I did try some biotin for, like, a few weeks back in the day. And maybe that was it. But other than that, it's maybe God. Maybe God.
Yeah, because God selected you to have your random hair grown back.
Who knows? I don't know.
Hey, so why don't you get back on biotin if it's important to you?
Because the problem with biotin is it just doesn't grow on your hair. It grows everywhere else, like not just on your head.
Oh, like out of your nose?
Yeah, like my arm, my nose, my butt, my ears, all of it.
Interesting.
Is it worth to have all that extra hair for head hair, though?
Yeah,
yeah, just groom the other stuff.
I don't know. It's risky. I don't know.
Hey, yeah. Raymond, didn't you do some kind of hair growth, too? Because Raymond's losing hair a little bit, too, our producer.
Mm-hmm. My sister gave me some products. They're basically non-name brand. It's not Rogaine, but it's Rogaine.
Did it work?
It works, yeah. It fills it up, and you can only do it for about 6 months, they said. Then you got to take a couple-month break. But for now, it's fine, yeah.
So you go bald, recede, back.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A homeless Air Force veteran will soon move back into his childhood home thanks to a lot of local volunteers. Volunteers with the Home Depot Foundation and Hoosier Veterans Assistance Foundation are transferring this former veteran's home back into a place that he can live. He served for 4 years, was in the reserves for 15 years. He inherited the home from his mother, but he couldn't keep up with the repairs, so he ended up moving to a homeless facility. So more than 60 volunteer members teamed up, remodeled the home. He can now move back into it and live.
Love that.
Yeah, kind of giving back to somebody who gave to us. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I see you to the Home Depot Foundation and the Hoosier Vets Assistant Foundation. Over to Raymundo with the news now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Nashville, Tennessee. There was a mall shooting. A gunman opened fire, killing one. Apparently, there was an argument that led to the shooting. In other news, 10,000 Hawaii residents have been ordered to evacuate their homes after the island's Kilauea volcano started shooting out smoke and lava. A 5.0 earthquake is what triggered it all. And finally, the iHeart Country Festival, presented by AT&T, is tomorrow in Austin, Texas. Get ready.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our producer Eddie has a 10-year-old son, and here's the three songs that kids are listening to right now, according to Eddie Jr., Eddie's 10-year-old son. At number three on the list, The Middle.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Look at that. That's a jam. Even for 10-year-olds, even for me, even for Uncle Bobby. That's a good one. That song is its fifth week at number one on the pop charts.
Wow.
Yeah, that's at number three for 10-year-olds.
Baby,
Zed, Amara Moore.
Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
At number two, 10-year-olds like Finesse, Bruno Mars with Cardi B. And the number one song that kids like right now, God's Plan from Drake. God's Plan.
God's Plan.
God's Plan.
God's Plan. I hold back sometimes I won't.
Hey.
I feel good sometimes I don't. Hey.
So your son loves hip hop, huh?
Yeah, dude, he said with no doubt, this is the number one song everyone's listening to, Dad. God's Plan.
God's Plan.
At least about God.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he thinks.
Yeah.
God's Plan. God's Plan.
Amy, you have an 11-year-old daughter. What's she listening
They're
to?
They're into all that.
All this?
Yeah, including, and then I would add to that list, Havana, na, na, na.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
In my heart, I'm in a banana. I mean, but my kids, they change all the words to like banana. Na, na, na.
So do you make them listen to Kids Bop or they get to listen to the real song?
No, we listen to the real song, just clean.
Good for you. That's all I like. How about that?
Hmm? How about that? Yeah. I'm like, catch me outside, kids.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that? All right. Tell Eddie Jr. we said thanks, Eddie. One of our producers, Quiet Mike, a.k.a. Mike D, a.k.a. Movie Mike, a.k.a. Punk Rock Mike, he went on a Bumble date.
Oh, he did?
Right. Have you ever had a girlfriend, Mike D?
No.
So, and he's talked about how dating's been a struggle for him.
Mm-hmm.
He can't even get girls online to like him. And so he went on a Bumble date. And he just hit me like, low-key, like, yeah, just out on the Bumble date.
Yeah, no big deal.
No big deal. So who is this girl?
It's the girl I met on Bumble, like, last time I was in Austin.
Oh, so you met her last time you were here.
Yeah.
And so, how many Bumble dates have you been on ever?
Probably, like, four or five.
So, you meet her, and you guys must have stayed in touch after you left last time.
Yeah.
So, were you kind of excited to get back?
Yeah, I was.
Look at this! How old is she?
24.
And you're
26.
And I don't want to ask too much about her. What kind of job does she have?
She works at a college.
What celebrity does she look most like?
Ooh. Maybe his brown hair, maybe like a Jessica Biel with glasses.
Okay. That's my favorite right. Jessica Biel.
Okay. Punk Rock Mike.
Nice.
And so how'd it go?
It went pretty well. We got dinner and then we stayed and talked for like an hour afterwards.
Ooh, that extra means it went well.
Right.
If you ever get any extra, that means it went well. If you go to a movie and you decide to have a little ice cream afterward, that means it went well. So you guys make plans to see each other again?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, it's kind of weird. She lives here and I live in Nashville, so.
It's an airplane.
Yeah.
Listen, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah, I mean, Mike, come on.
As someone who's had to beg for most of my life, beggars can't be choosers. Is she into it?
Yeah.
Did you guys smooch?
No.
Oh.
Huh. You ever smooch a girl?
Yeah.
you never know what those guys.
Oh, boy.
When's the last time?
Bobby!
What?
No, that's a good question. Good question.
We're talking to Quiet Mike here.
Okay.
Maybe like a year ago?
A year ago.
Yeah, been a minute.
And where was that?
That was actually back here, too.
In Austin?
Yeah.
I saw someone had screenshotted your Bumble profile and sent it to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were like, which way should I swipe? And it's like you sitting on the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been looking out for you. You like that Bumble?
I like it.
Did girls come to you?
A little more recently, yeah.
Well, don't they have to on Bumble?
Yeah, but I mean, like, in significant numbers, they come to him.
Ooh, gotcha.
Would I have any success on Bumble, you think?
Definitely.
Here's the thing I would do, though. I would have Amy probably set up, or someone set up my entire profile.
I will.
And me not manage it at all.
That's not how. No, I've done that stuff for you before. That's not how it works because they're not going to like that you weren't involved in
the
process.
But they don't have to know. All you do is say, hey, I've set you up a Bumble date for this time. I know nothing about it.
So it'd be a legit blind date? You don't want to know anything? You don't even know what she looks like?
You would set it all up. You'd put the app on your phone, pictures of me, manage it all. You'd be like my love manager. I don't know if it'd be you that would do it.
I'd be your beekeeper.
Yeah, you'd be my pimp. So what do you think? Who would do it? Lunchbox? Mike D? Who would do it? You?
Mike D,
probably.
Yeah,
I could try.
I trust Mike D.
What? Guys.
Sorry, Lunchbox.
Well, what would Lunchbox do?
I don't know what he'd write about you.
Am I too old, though? I worry about that.
No, not at all.
I'm 38.
No,
man.
I know tons of 30
I know we've had this conversation.
That are
but
on
I just,
Bumble.
I just
but yeah,
feel
you're
like
38
that.
And the 24-year-olds are on Bumble, so you'll meet them.
Yeah, but the 24-year-olds even look for 38-year-olds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
They do?
Especially with names Bobby Bones.
What, I have to put a different name.
See, this is my concern with Lunchbox doing it. He's going to hype up your radio personality and
like,
not like you.
American Idol mentor.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to go out with him?
He's going to be like, catch me on TV tonight.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
America's mentor.
Well, Mike, I'm glad to hear that. And you guys are going to go out again.
Yeah.
While you're in Austin this time?
I'll try to make it work.
What does that mean? Well, you'll try to make it work.
No, if you want to make it work, you make it work.
That's right.
Well, I'm going to make it work then.
Yeah. And get a smooch.
Okay.
Ah, there you go. Well, look at old Mike D over
I
there.
I love it.
Look at this guy. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, thanks for hanging out with us. Coming up in just a few minutes, top of the hour, the Friday morning dance party. We got a pretty good mix for you. Any song she'd like to hear, Mike? We can mix it up. Should we get on? Well, do you have a special shout out?
Yeah, wow. Dedicate a song to
I'm
her.
I'm totally invested in this. Maybe. Does she know what you do?
Yeah.
Does she think it's cool?
Yeah, I think so.
Does she listen to the show?
She's heard of it, yeah.
Heard of it. No. There's a fine line here.
Okay.
Raymond, do you think that's funny?
I mean, hey. She's of course heard of the show. Are you kidding me? She lives in Austin, Texas, our biggest market, and she's heard of the show.
Does she listen to the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. Lunchbox met his wife as Lunchbox.
That's true.
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah.
Amy met her husband as Amy.
That's a good point.
When I was 8 years old.
Yeah, but were you still Amy? Yes or no?
I was Amy. You are correct.
That's right.
Bobby. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still just
blind.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
A couple years ago, this 11-year-old girl in Shreveport decided she wanted to do something nice to give back to the community. She started collecting stuffed animals to give them to first responders so they can give them to kids and at hospitals. And over the last 5 years, she's collected 15,000 stuffed animals and started the charity Bear Share.
Wow, how old is she?
She's 11.
Man, when I was 11, I was just trying not to pee through the night.
But she started it when she was like 6.
Yeah, that's crazy.
11-year-old Bear Share. Donate your bears. That's a good news.
All right, that's Tell Me Something Good. Thank you.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Barton, Vermont. A 68-year-old man is facing numerous charges after he had a smoke detector go off in his house. Middle of the night, it won't shut up. How do I get this thing to stop? He pulls out his shotgun. Boom!
I bet it stopped.
Fires two shots. One of them missed, went through the wall of the neighboring apartment.
Oh, no.
No one was hit, but he was charged with firing a firearm recklessly.
Wow.
Yeah, not smart.
Wow, was he drunk? Was there alcohol involved?
No alcohol was involved, just frustration.
Can they prove that? Because I still would think there's some alcohol involved. You pull a shotgun out of the...
I don't know. Have you ever had your alarm beeping at you for no reason?
I take the battery out, I put it in the closet under dirty clothes, put it in the backyard. I've done all of it.
Yeah.
I haven't shot it yet.
I know, I'm not going to shoot it. But.
All right, thank you.
I'm Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
This Mother's Day, distance doesn't mean anything, because you can still brighten her day with 24 multicolored roses for $24 from 1-800-Flowers.com. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, enter the code Bones.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, what kind of a student were you?
B.
Like a 3-point average? What'd you graduate with?
Like a 2.9.
So C's.
Is that still B?
No.
Oh, man.
No. So you're B's and C's.
Yeah. But mostly B's.
Yeah, of course. Lunchbox?
A's, B's, C's, D's, and F's.
Oh, you got all of them.
Yeah,
but what was your grade point average, basically?
Graduated high school with like a 2.4.
So that's a lower C student.
Yeah.
Huh. Eddie, our producer, does video. Yeah. What about you? What kind of student were you?
Yeah, no, I'm not proud of it. I was definitely a CD, 2.0.
A CD?
Yeah, for sure. I got a lot of Ds.
How did you?
I think it was the teacher
D's?
Just saying, like, you know what? Fine,
stop
I'll pass it.
Yeah, the teacher didn't like me. That was a problem.
Oh, stop it.
Bobby, what were you, 4.0?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, 4.2? 3.0?
No.
Oh, 5.0?
We didn't have advanced.
Oh.
My school didn't have advanced. And also, I made a B in typing.
Okay,
my
that's
only
right.
B. Mm. So I graduated with a 3.9. But again, it wasn't about being smart. I just worked. Workers work, man.
Yeah.
I just worked. You probably all say the thing, well, if I'd have worked harder, I'd have got A's.
For sure,
well,
yeah.
Listen, when in high school I didn't, and then when I didn't get into the college I wanted to, and I had to do my freshman year at a junior college, I got out of there with a 3.9.
Okay, but the point is that everyone could go, well, if I just worked harder, I'd make more money. And then when they do, they do.
Mm-hmm. And I did.
Yeah, that's like Spanish my freshman year. I failed the third 6 weeks, so I applied myself the next semester, and I made B's in Spanish. Like, man, I'm going to go on to the next grade level of Spanish. Back down to F's.
Oh, you failed again. Mike D, quiet Mike too. What kind of student were you?
Like A, solid A's.
Wow. Of course,
Amy,
solid
right?
A's.
Solid A, yeah, like A plus. I mean, I got my first C in fifth grade. Mrs. Beard's science class, I got a C.
Don't you just eat glue in fifth grade? And
yeah. Hey, I managed to get a C in science first time, and it went downhill from there.
How many F's did you get over your career?
Oh, a lot.
Really?
A lot. One time I got a 50.
What?
Yeah. And free calculus. Dr. Evans. I just gave up.
Yeah.
Like on the final, he handed out the final. I just wrote my name on it and turned it in. Didn't even answer a question. I said, I'm out of here.
Why?
Because I wasn't going to pass the class. Even if I got 100 on the final, I wasn't passing that class. So why waste my time? I can't even believe, I don't even know why I showed up to the final,
so
really.
How did you graduate high school without completing free calculus?
Well, you didn't need it. I was trying to be smart and be one of those overachievers and take an extra year of math. That's stupid. Wasted my time. Dr. Evans. And you know what he told me? I'm going to tell you about Dr. Evans.
Oh, boy.
He told me, man, when I turned in my final, just my name on it, he goes, I really wish I could be a fly on the first college classroom you walk into. It's like, well, thanks for the vote of confidence, jerk.
So how'd college go?
Oh, I did better in college than I did in high school. Because high school, they give you a bunch of dumb papers. Like, here, do this worksheet. College, they just give you tests. I was good at tests.
And you graduated with what grade point average?
Well, I didn't graduate, but I was probably at like I was probably right at a 3.
Yeah, but you didn't graduate.
No, I didn't graduate. But I proved Dr. Evans wrong. I survived college.
I don't think you needed to go to college. Didn't your parents tell you that?
They sat me down. Listen, just so you know, not everybody goes to college. College isn't it for everybody. Some people just work after high school.
But that's a real thing. I believe that, too. After going through it, I got a couple degrees. I don't need them. I'm glad I went because of the people I met, but I don't think college is for everybody, and it's so expensive.
You waste a lot of money.
I believe that, too. And I wouldn't have said that back in when going to college. I'd be like, oh, I have to go to college. Everybody has to go to college. I'm with you. The Bobby
Bones Show. I think it's so funny when Amy wears a band t-shirt. And she knows nothing about the band.
And I think it's rude when people call you out for it.
Call you out or just ask you?
No, y'all call me out, but I had a stranger call me out for it.
So you're walking down the street wearing what kind of shirt?
Def Leppard.
Okay, and how many Def Leppard songs do you know?
None.
Okay.
Pour Some Sugar on Me.
There we go.
That's it. So I know one. That's my go-to. Right away.
Okay, go ahead.
And he calls me out on it, says something about like if I'm a fan or whatnot. And I said, oh, no, I just like it. Vintage tea. Then he got irritated at me because I called it vintage because that's like his wheelhouse. And he's like, so am I vintage? I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, so he took that as you calling him old.
Yes. I'm like, well, I don't know. But I mean, I didn't grow up listening to Def Leppard, if that's what you mean. So to me, it's a vintage tea and I like it. What's this?
Love Bites from Def Leppard.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know it.
No. How about this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know it.
Hysteria. Eddie's cheering in the background because Eddie was born in the 70s.
No, I was not. This is just the jam.
You weren't born in the 70s?
Oh, gosh, I was 79. Dang, that sounds
good. Yeah.
Nothing?
No.
I feel like you should at least learn a few songs before you take the shirt out. You don't have to be a big fan. But you should Wikipedia and know just enough so if someone asks you, go, yeah, I'm a big fan of Def Leppard. I love Hysteria. Love Photograph. So then they keep walking. Because everybody's going to ask you about it if it's on your shirt.
I know. Y'all have done it to me, but I was surprised this stranger did it to me.
And then you insulted him.
I know. Lunchbox was there. It was not good.
Well, did he have another issue with you?
I think, well, then this woman next to him, then she started getting on to me because then I was calling her vintage. And
oh,
I was like,
no,
whoa,
man.
Nice.
You know about their drummer, Amy?
No. Oh. Yep. The guy did start. Hold on. No.
The drummer from Def Leppard's only got one arm.
Yeah.
He was in a car wreck, lost his arm.
Okay.
Built a whole drum set with to use his feet and his other arm. Yeah,
that's
true
amazing.
Story. Spit that one out when they talk about your shirt.
I will.
Good. What's his name?
I almost wish I had that story when this guy confronted me. I'd be like, yeah.
I just love them because they're a drummer.
Yeah, their drummer inspires me.
Yeah. You don't know that?
No.
How's Austin been, Lunchbox? I heard you were hanging out with all your high school friends.
Oh, yeah, we had a good time.
You all get together, huh?
Yeah, always.
I wish I had high school friends that I got together with from back in the day. But this guy, he's with his high school buddies all the time. He's Uncle Rico, in a good way. This is a compliment.
Okay, thank you.
Very much Uncle Rico, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, do you think your peak in life was you being homecoming king in high school, Lunchbox?
Prom king?
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, don't sell me short.
Oh, is that different?
Yes.
Oh, prom king?
Prom king's bigger.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the culmination of all 4 years.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. So, like, no one remembers the homecoming king. Everybody's like, wow, you were prom king? No one brags about being homecoming king.
It is pretty cool that you were prom king.
I know it is.
It's taken me a while to really, like, appreciate
his crown. Oh, don't, Amy, don't buy
crown.
Into the hype. Don't buy
That's
into the
what
hype.
I'm talking about, Amy. She realizes now. Looking back, she's like,
I'm
wow.
I'm serious. It is kind of cool.
Your best life moment.
Yes.
Better than getting married, if you're ranking
better
that.
Than getting married.
Prom king?
Because not everybody's prom king.
Everybody can get married.
Everybody can get married.
So,
okay.
In order, top three life moments. Number one.
Prom king.
Senior year of high school.
Yep.
Number two.
Finding out I'm going to be a dad.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Number three.
I mean.
Come on, let's
I would say, I guess. getting married.
Yeah, what's up there? It closed.
Well, winning district cross country, winning first place in high school. Yeah,
what?
I was a district champ.
Huh?
I bet that felt good.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, I guess he's tying in being married with finding out he's going to be a dad.
Are
maybe.
You tying those in?
No.
No.
No. No, 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 no.
Doesn't matter who it's with. I was just finding out it's going to be a dad.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, look at you. Mr. Oh, wow. Prom King over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
do
it's
your
good.
Friends still, like, when you're hanging out, do they, you reminisce about that?
Every once in a while I'll bring it up, just let them know that they weren't and I was. And they're like,
are you the leader of the pack?
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
For sure the leader of the pack.
I saw him peacocking.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Does he peacock because of the radio stuff, or do you think he was peacock back then, too?
I think
too?
He's the natural leader. It's just that they allow him to peacock.
I don't know what that means, but...
It means you show your feathers.
Strut around.
Like, oh, I strut around. I strut around, whatever. I show them how to... Like, I tell them what bar we're going to, yes. When...
Do they think you're famous?
Yeah. They do. They definitely do.
Did your wife think you're famous?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think she married you because you're famous?
No.
Oh.
She didn't marry me because I'm famous, but...
She married you because you're prom king?
Maybe.
Oh,
but
no,
I think
no,
my fame might help that Cost she
country.
Married me because yeah. It's pretty cool to live that lifestyle, and I think she enjoys that.
And what lifestyle do you live? You nap all day.
Right. But we get to go to cool things and get tickets to this, tickets to that, and... Other celebrities say hi to me, and she's
other
like,
celebrities.
Yeah,
like
this guy's crazy.
I mean, it's cool like that, and people want to take pictures. And so when we're out, she's like, "Man, that's pretty neat."
Oh yeah. Man,
like you don't think that's cool, Eddie? Your wife doesn't think it's cool that
no.
When you're out in public
no.
And people come up and want to take pictures with you.
She's like, "Have fun at work, bye."
Yeah,
that's it.
Your wife's missing out. She doesn't. She needs to get on board. Like, really?
He's done. Okay.
No,
okay.
I'm serious. Like, I don't understand how. Like, Amy, your husband has to be thinking, oh, you're a celebrity. It's so cool to be married to a celebrity.
No.
Everybody does.
I just don't think we're celebrities.
No,
we're
not.
Goober radio
like,
people.
I don't think that's what my husband thinks.
When you
all.
Sign autographs, that means you're a celebrity.
I
and
really
I sign autographs.
I don't. Okay. I sign Bobby's Instagram autograph.
That's true.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
So this woman named Lauren got a dog named Victoria, a hound. She rescued it. Then one day the hound started sniffing around her, specifically on her face in the exact spot where she had cancer.
Oh,
she
wow.
thought it was just a pimple, but the dog kept sniffing and sniffing and sniffing and going after her face.
Wow.
So she went to see the doctor to see what it was all about, and it was skin cancer.
The wow. dog that she... First of all, it's a dog. A dog that can do that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Then it's a dog she adopted.
And then it turns out it was cancer. Saved her life.
Yeah, and they caught it early enough to where she was able to treat it before it was able to spread and do more damage, and she's on the road to recovery.
How about that? How about that?
So crazy.
Huh? How about that?
How about that?
How about that? There you go. That's Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Drake White released an EP today called Pieces.
Yeah, good for him. I like Drake White. I like Drake White's music, too. Mm-hmm. So it's a few songs, not a full record, but it's some new music.
And then speaking of new music, Dan and Shay put out just one new song, and it's called All to Myself.
I do like the Dan and Shay fellas. They're good dudes, too. What else?
Movie-wise today, you've got Overboard, the remake from the 1987 Goldie Hawn Kurt Russell film, and Anna Faris is in it.
Yeah. Is it getting a review yet?
No score yet.
Oh, they're not showing it to
people. I know. That kind of makes you feel like, ooh, because Tully, the Charlize Theron movie where she gained 50 pounds and she's a mom and blah, blah, blah. 94% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
And that's out this weekend too?
And I've been seeing the previews and I'm interested. And then there's a scary movie called Bad Samaritan, which has 69% positive.
I may go watch Avengers on Sunday. Okay. Maybe, even though Amy's ruined it for me. Mm. I'm not mad, though.
About that.
I'm happy about it.
You're not mad about that.
Yeah, I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
What else?
Brad Paisley has joined the cast of rotating judges on The Gong Show. He's going to make his debut on the panel along with Jimmy Kimmel, Jason Sudeikis.
Close enough.
I never say it right. And Allison Hannigan.
So, you know what that show is, right? People go up, and if they're good, they get to keep playing, and if not, they gong them
they
off
get
the
gonged.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. All these reboots. Like, the boat movie.
Stuff
the
is
Gong
coming
show.
Back. Well, yeah, Will and Grace came back. Do you know Murphy Brown's coming back?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of reboots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that a few months ago.
And John and you did?
Yeah.
I missed that.
I know.
John and Kate Plus Eight, she's coming back with a dating show.
What?
Called Kate Plus Date.
Jeez.
I'm Amy, that's your skinny.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I wanted to tell you about this new puzzle game that I've been playing called Best Fiends. Yeah, you heard me right. Best Fiends. I'm loving it. I think you will, too. I've been pulling up on my phone whenever I have downtime, traveling. Listen, everybody on the show is playing it, and we are not alone because 80 million other people have also downloaded Best Fiends. In Best Fiends, you solve puzzles. You collect tons of characters. Just try it, and you'll see what I mean. Play by yourself or connect with friends or family to compete. They update the game all the time, so there's always something new and fun to try. Best Fiends is not like any other puzzle game. You have to check it out for yourself. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. That's Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S, as in friends, but without the R. It's called Best Fiends. It's a puzzle game that I've been playing. Like when I travel, I'm on an airplane, or if I'm sitting around waiting between meetings, it's a game I pull up. Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. It's like friends, but without the R. Check that out.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Brantley Gilbert.
There he is. I didn't know you were bringing guitars. This is a surprise to me. I like this.
Well, man, you know, that's kind of your rules, ain't it?
No. No rules.
That's not what I heard.
No.
We were strongly encouraged to bring guitars, thanks to the email I got.
Well, look at this. Okay. Well, let's talk about some stuff first.
Let's do it.
So, hey, you know what I was reading? You bought some land. You doing something with like a hunting lease or something?
Yeah, man.
What is that?
Well, I got a farm in Alabama. About 20 minutes from, it was as close to Georgia as I could get. But we built everything handicap accessible so we could bring, wounded vets and kids out to hunt. And it's a pretty neat setup, man.
Look
anywhere we can walk, they can roll.
Give them back. Do you feel more of a pressure, a good pressure to give back now that, you've made it now? I mean, you got a life. Do you feel like, because it sounds like you have this, this need to give back.
Yeah, man, I feel like God gave me a whole lot more platform and a whole lot more spotlight than I ever asked for or ever needed to.
Do you ever think you'd be right here doing this kind of thing at this level?
No. My goal in the music business, man, was to sell out the Georgia Theater. It held like 800 people, and it was 20 minutes from my house. I wanted a double wide and 10 acres of land. They had to convince me to build a house on it.
The same 10 acres?
Yeah. And that's where me and my wife live now.
You know what's funny about you is that if you don't know your story, is that you're one of the guys that they compare others to when it's, hey, this is how you build a base. Like you start, because you started obviously down in your hometown and you just kind of played your circle and then you started playing out around that circle and slowly branching out, right?
Yeah, when we could afford the gas to get to the next town. Sometimes you had to stay an extra night in a town just to get enough gas money to get to the next town.
But that's a, I know you're kidding, but that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're kind of not kidding.
No, no.
Yeah. Like, that's it.
Yeah, I don't think, yeah.
He kidding. Built his fan base, like, one layer at a time, and Brantley was known because everybody knew him. Like, he started to be a thing, like, how can we get Brantley Gilbert? Because he developed such a following, such a passion. Like, man, that's a lot of respect.
Thank you, brother. We had a good time doing it. We look back now and called him the good old days. You know, because it was, there were about 12 of us in a Ford Excursion. I slept in the back on two folded up futon mattresses. There was usually one or two of us back there, like in the hatch. You know, now it's kind of cool. We get to a show, you can step off out of the bus door. And back then, it was a totally different exit from the vehicle. I had to get somebody to open the back glass. I had to crawl out onto the trailer hitch. And then I had to get off and unhook the trailer myself. And we were all pushing equipment, and it was, but it was a good time, man. We had a lot of good times back in the day.
You look good.
Thank you, man.
I ain't seen you in a few months. You look good.
I appreciate it. I had to get back in the gym. You know, we got a little 5.5-month-old little boy at the house, and I got a dad bod. I developed a dad bod. I'm still kind of mad at my wife about it because she obviously had to see it happening.
Oh, and she didn't warn you?
No, didn't say a thing. I woke up one morning and, you know, I mean, when you see some things before you do others, it's a problem. So I figured I had to fix it.
Yeah.
So I've been, I don't know if you can use that
hard.
Or not.
No, of course.
I figured I'd throw it out for you.
My stepdad used to call it the dicky doo syndrome.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Yeah, my stomach stick out further than my dicky doo.
Yeah.
What? I've never heard that.
You never heard that?
No, I mean, now I have.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't unhear it.
That's good stuff, man.
Yeah.
That's what I wake up in the morning for.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff right here.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to play, I don't know, listen, I'm surprised. What were you going to play with your guitars? What song?
Actually, a song that we kind of broke back out. We're on the Ones That Like Me tour right now.
Let me play that song first, and we'll come back and do this then. Play the Ones That Like Me.
Yeah.
Because I want to play the song, but then we'll come back and talk to you guys in a second.
All right.
Cool?
Yeah.
All right, Brantley Gilbert here. Here's the Ones That Like Me, and we'll come back with Brantley in just 1 second.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Brantley Gilbert.
Wrong song, Them Boys, is the one we'll play.
What's up? We're on the air right now.
Okay.
Yo, we're on the air.
Oh,
yeah,
what's
you know
up,
we're just dead. Now nobody knows because we all talk the same even off the air. Here's a question. Oh, Brantley's about to play a song. You guys were discussing what song you were going to play there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is kind of a last minute decision here. But yeah, we've been playing this song live. We did some things that were.
I still don't know what song we're playing.
Yeah, I don't either. I was letting you guys talk it out.
We're going to play Them Boys.
You are going to play Them Boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did know that.
Are you happy about that choice?
I didn't know that.
What's your name?
Jess.
Hey, Jess. How are you, bud?
Hey, man.
Are you happy about playing Them Boys?
I love this song.
Yeah?
I do.
What's he like to work for?
He's an asshole.
Yeah. Hit that bleep. Hit that bleep. There we go.
You're on the air, Jess.
Yeah, we're on the air.
Is he tough?
He's awesome.
Yeah?
He's awesome. Yeah, he's very gracious.
No one ever comes on and goes, man, my boss is a real jerk. You know what I mean? And that's good. And that's good.
Well, we keep it honest around here, man.
What's up with that Kid Rock tour you're going? You guys are together, huh, doing that whole tour?
Yeah, that's going to be wild, man. I got, like, anxiety about it, kind of.
For sure.
Why?
Like, in a good way.
Oh, okay.
For
well,
sure.
I mean, you know it's going to be a train wreck. It's like a recipe. Have you seen the lineup?
It's Wheeler and Brantley and Kid Rock.
Yeah, I could see how that could be a little
bit
of a hot mess.
Don't bring your kids to this.
Slightly distracted.
But amazing.
Yeah. That's a whole thing.
Like, yeah.
For sure somebody's going to jail. And I'm just talking about those three, not even in the crowd.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah. At least once or twice.
Brantley Gilbert is here. Let's do this. Let's do a little live music here. I'm very excited about this.
Don't put me on the spot. I got nervous. You ready?
Yeah, bro.
Are you sure?
I think so.
I'm not.
Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Let me ask a couple questions here.
Thank you, sir.
You're out on this tour, the Ones That Like Me tour. How's that going?
It's awesome, man. We did some pretty cool things leading into the tour. We actually put out some things social media driven for folks to send in a list of songs that maybe we hadn't been playing that they wanted to hear. Maybe something we took out of the set or something new. And also asked them kind of some things they wanted to see. And just kind of got a lot of feedback and wanted to make sure folks were, you know, hearing what they wanted to hear. And
what they want to hear the most. Were you like, huh, how about that?
That one was one of them.
Yeah.
And My Kind of Crazy was actually one of them, which was a song I took out of the list because I wrote it about Amber before we were married, while we were broke up.
Oh,
to
yeah.
make her jealous. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know, so I took it out of the set myself. But now that, you know, we're married and had a baby, I probably should have put it back in already.
Mission,
but
mission accomplished with that writing. It worked, obviously.
Yeah, it did work.
Song got her back.
That's right. Well, I had to write several of them, but, you know, collectively.
Brantley Gilbert is here. Look at you. You're here. You're looking good. You're sounding good.
I'm up early.
You got a... What time do you normally wake up?
It's like 12.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Yes. Here's the thing, though. All right. So I get late night duty with little man, right? I watch the monitor, and from about the time she goes to bed, it's around 9. And the only time I can really work, and my manager can tell you this, and Jess will tell you, I'll call them at like 12, 2, 3 in the morning. That's the only time I can really dive in and work and concentrate and write songs without my phone blowing up or you know, somebody needing something. So those are my work hours. And I go to sleep from like 4 to 11 or 12.
Well, I appreciate you breaking up your sleep.
Yeah.
Come see us.
Yeah, man, I drink coffee. I don't drink coffee. I'm like a Jack Russell on a hard drug, you know. But I'm happy to be here. I'm going to go run about 7 laps around the building when we walk out. My heart's beating like a million miles an hour.
Brantley Gilbert, The Ones That Like Me, we played that. Yeah, download, stream that one. Also, go watch him out with Kid Bob. He told me to call him Bob. It's Bob. Weird for me to call him Bob. He's like, because I got to spend a little time with Kid Rock. Actually, he's actually a pleasant
Again,
guy.
Nice guy.
I enjoy being around him, yeah.
And those of us that look like we'll beat you up are usually the ones that's the last thing we want. Probably
or you've
could.
Done a lot of beating up earlier, and you're just like, that's not where it is for me anymore.
That could be the case. Probably it, too. I mean, because I do still walk around with my toys. I was glad y'all didn't have a metal detector today.
Oh, I got the brass knuckles. Yeah. You carry the brass knuckles, though, now, Joe, though, just to say, I still have them, or just in case?
Man, it's part of keeping up with my cred. If I didn't have a set on me, people think he's sold
soft.
Out.
Mm. Yeah.
My hardcore fans be like, I ain't going to see him again. He quit. Done. I'm done with him.
Brantley, good to see you, my friend.
You too, brother. It's always good to see you.
Get you another hit, get you another number one, and we'll talk again.
Hey, we're trying.
I know.
Telling.
That's why I'm saying. That's why I got you in.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
There he is. Go see him. Go on the road. Brantley Gilbert, we'll see you soon, buddy.
Yes, sir.
The Bobby Bones Show.
7 gold bars wrapped in newspaper were found in the garbage by a janitor.
Oh,
now,
man.
What you do when you find something at the airport is you have to turn it in. And if no one comes to get it, then it's yours. But listen, 7 gold bars. What do you think that runs on the market?
I don't know. A million?
$325 million.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's why.
Okay.
So they're saying that the janitor will probably get to keep the precious metal because the people who left it had to leave it for a reason. They're about to get caught. So you don't go back and get something illegal.
Wow.
You find a way.
The 7 gold bars were found April 26 in a trash can at the airport. The bars, which were wrapped in newspaper, are believed to belong to a man who has not come forward, obviously. They were ditched because they were worried about being searched by customs. $325 million.
So, I mean, those people are probably out of the country.
Yeah, and they said even if the guy comes forth and says, hey, those are mine, the janitor still gets 5 to 20%. Because he found it and turned it in.
Yeah, like you get a bar.
Wow.
Take one bar.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. That's a game changer for that janitor.
Yeah, I don't think he works anymore.
Yeah. Or maybe he does. Some people like to keep their jobs.
If it comes back that it's for sure connected to illegal activity, the guy can't keep it. But if it comes back that nothing comes back, like they don't know what it's from.
Okay.
It's not like there's not writing on it. This was used for illegal activity on March 2nd. It's just there. You know, this dude is butts puckered up.
Oh, man.
And you got to think, too, that he's nervous that if he gets it, they're going to come. He got to move out of the country.
Yeah.
Because then the bad guys know that you have it and you're out of the airport.
Yeah, or
he can buy
protection.
His own island with that money.
Yeah, but then I know how to get to the island. I look it up.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
This hospital charged a woman $5,000 because she went in. It was an emergency, but all they gave her was an ice pack and a bandage. But her bill ended up being $5,000 because when you go to the emergency room, they emergency charge you.
It's ridiculous.
Have you ever been to the emergency room and got high charged?
No, but, well, yeah. I mean, my mom, we would have to take her. Her medical bills were crazy when she had cancer. I get she had cancer, but there was times we just had to go to the emergency room because of a fever or something weird, and it was insane.
My friends that have had babies and weren't expecting how much it costs to have a baby. Because yeah. I don't know. I never had a kid. I don't have any kids. Uh-huh. Eddie, our producer, has two kids.
Expensive.
Really?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And when my wife was pregnant with our second kid, she thought she was in labor almost every week for like a month. So we went to the emergency room. They're like, no, you're good. Just dehydrated. Next week, emergency room.
And they charge you every time?
Every time.
Her health insurance plan paid the hospital, this girl, $800. But the rest of it, the $4,900 part of it, she had to pay. And all she got was an ice pack and a bandage.
Ugh.
That stinks, huh? Yeah. Lunch, you gotta handle that soon, huh?
Oh, I'm so nervous.
About what?
The bills. Because Eddie said it costs like $10,000 to have a kid.
Or more.
Like, why is it so expensive to have a kid?
It doesn't have to be. Back in the early days, in the 1800s, you just spread your legs.
Yeah.
Try that.
Push
deliver
it out.
It at
yeah,
home.
And sister wives, one of the daughters had the baby in the bathtub.
So, have you thought about trying to save money? Maybe economy birth?
I've talked to the wife about that, but I don't think she's having that.
Is she doing the drugs? She's doing all that.
She's going to try to do it without an epidural, but she doesn't know. Once she gets in there, the pain may be too much, and she may have to go for it. My mom, she's a champ. Three kids, no epidural, all natural.
But don't you just think everybody's body's different?
Yes.
Like your mom and your wife aren't the same. It's not a pain tolerance thing. It's whose body reacts to what.
Because
you're already
like,
comparing your mom to your wife, which is a little creepy.
Yes.
Yes, because he's like, I mean, what if your wife ends up with the epidural? You're already over here like, my mom, she's a champ. And you're going to like
my wife, loser.
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I would like her to not do an epidural.
What?
Why
do you care?
Because I worry about that medicine and the baby.
Okay.
I'm one of those people that I'm not sure if that's good for the baby.
I agree. But I take the epidural. I'll risk it.
But what about the air that she breathes is polluted? The food that she
eats? I understand that. Some of that, yes. But the less toxins you can put in your body, the better.
Do you monitor her food?
I try to.
Really?
Oh my
yeah.
What
but she does too. She monitors her food because you have to worry about like cheese. It has to be pasteurized. There's all sorts of things you can't eat when you're pregnant. And it's tough.
Do you eat along with her so she feels like you're part of the ride?
Yeah. Whatever she eats, I eat.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, I'm a nice guy.
Any weird cravings going on right now?
No.
What about her, though?
That's what I meant. I know.
That was a joke, Amy. Like,
okay, oh I know. I'm good. I'm good at
speaking of jokes, let's go over to Amy and get the morning corny right now. Brantley was in, so we didn't get to it, but here's the morning corny now.
The morning corny.
Where do people who tell bad jokes go?
Where do people who tell bad jokes go?
The punitentiary.
The punitentiary?
Punitentiary.
The punitentiary?
Pun intended. Punitentiary.
Oh. Ooh.
Punitentiary?
Oh, boy.
What?
All
you don't like
back.
It?
Yeah, it's funny.
I was like so excited to tell that one. Bobby Bones.
Show. A Florida school went into lockdown when a mama bear and her cubs wandered onto the campus.
Amazing.
Yeah, I would like to watch from the window.
Me too.
But yeah, you still got to lock everybody down. Not because of the cubs so much, but because if someone goes up to a cub and the mama bear.
Oh, yeah. Maul him.
There's that. That's a fun reason to see a lockdown. You know, yesterday, because we're all in Austin, Texas, because our iHeart Country Festival is tomorrow night. So we're all here working out of Austin. And we see that back in Nashville, somebody at the mall ended up shooting somebody else, and they said they're shooting at the mall, but it turns out it was not that it's any less, but it was a fight between two people more than it was someone going in and shooting people.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened?
I know they were in a fight. There was an altercation between like three people across from Old Navy. One guy shot two shots, hit the other guy.
Wow,
and
he just had a gun in his belt.
Like,
it looked like he had a holster.
At the mall.
Because he shot him and he ran out and he ran over to the Opry, to one of those security booths, and set the gun on the security booth. And the security booth guy was like, get on the ground. He was a retired cop and held him until the police got there. And they showed a picture and it looked like it was in a holster.
I wonder if he had the gun knowing they were going to fight. Do you know?
It didn't say.
There's also this story about the lung. They have these two lungs. And it's a picture of what your lungs look like if you don't smoke and what they look like if you do smoke. And it is disgusting. It's a disgust. Think about red meat and red. That's a healthy lung.
Yeah.
These lungs that have smoker, it's black.
Wow.
I mean, it's, the contrast is shocking. Bright red, healthy lungs. Someone who's never smoked. Next to them, a set of lungs that, I mean, it looks like charcoal lungs. And that's what happened. Kids, don't smoke. You're listening. There is nothing more gross than sin, but somebody smoking. Like, why in the world would you smoke? At this, unless you've already started and you can't quit, don't start.
Yeah, don't start.
Yeah.
Like, I get that it's you can't stop. Some people, maybe, I don't know what the deal is. Maybe you don't
want to
quit.
Well, the nicotine's addictive.
Right. But, and everybody reacts differently to it.
Mm-hmm.
But why would you start smoking at this point? It's not cool. And whenever TV makes it cool, or it's like, ooh, check out the bad girl, she's smoking. Like, on a magazine cover, I'm always irritated with that. Because it's just gross.
Wow. That
Do you see the lungs?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy, man.
That's what happened. That's your brain on drugs.
And it's so, like,
any questions?
That makes me think of how doctors used to endorse smoking. Because they just didn't know.
But
now
you know,
we know
my theory. Sugar is going to be that in 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go, guys, I'll be on whatever form of alien radio I'm on in a spaceship. Guys, I told you 10 years ago.
His name is Bobby Bones.
Sugar is bad. SP-139-64. Pieces of the wedding cake saved by guests of Charles and Diana's wedding sold for thousands of dollars. So people are estimating that the next wedding, the one that Amy wants to talk about.
Yeah, Prince Harry and Meghan.
Yeah, you can buy it for $1,200. White box. Wrapped in a piece of paper. Mm-hmm. Over 600 slices of their fruitcake. The cake itself costs $75,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Yeah, that is insane.
But people are investing in buying the wedding cake.
Wait, so we can buy?
Yeah, you'll be able to. People are going to save it and auction it off.
Okay.
Why would you want to buy a wedding cake?
Because then later I'm going to sell it for way more.
Maybe. Like, you ever see that Seinfeld where they save the wedding cake and she eats it? She goes in and eats it?
Yes.
Yeah.
She gets sick, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if she gets sick, but it's a really old cake.
Did everybody who's married eat their wedding cake on their year anniversary?
I took a bite.
From
it's
the freezer?
Terrible.
Yeah,
I ate it about a week later.
A week?
You're supposed
to wait a year.
No, because it got kind of smashed in the car, and then we were like, why save it? Let's just eat it.
The Steelers made a classy gesture. The football team, man.
Yes. I think I'm aware of this story.
Go ahead.
Injured player.
Mm-hmm.
They revisited his contract and altered it so that he still gets paid even though he was hurt.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. I wasn't challenging you.
Well, you were like, Amy, Steelers, you go, it's a sports team.
No, but you... Lunch, you know about the story?
Yeah, so what they did is he was going to get the $8.3 million over the course of a year, and it was going to be, instead, they did it as a signing bonus. They restructured it where he gets it all in one lump sum. That way he doesn't have to wait throughout the year, and he can pay for his medical bills.
Oh, wow.
They thought he may be paralyzed. When he walked out at the draft, everyone was pretty shocked because he hadn't walked publicly with anything yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Ryan Shazier?
Yeah. Shazier.
Ryan.
Man, it's amazing. It's amazing to see him walking because when it happened, oh.
He walked out on the stage. I think he was in Cincinnati. Is that where he was hurt?
Yeah, I think so. And he just made a routine tackle and just didn't get up.
Wow.
So they said, hey, here's all your money. So shout out to the Steelers.
That's cool.
For that move. Yeah, we're all in Austin, Texas. So the iHeart Country Festival is tomorrow. So the whole show is in our studio in Austin. What'd you do last night, Am?
Went to a client dinner.
Well, I know we all did that.
Yeah.
We were all together. But what'd you do after that?
Nothing. Went to bed.
Yeah?
Yeah. Watched Looming Tower a little bit.
What's that?
So I fell asleep. You wouldn't be into it because it's on Hulu.
I know, but what is it?
Okay. Well, it's a show about the 9/11 time frame, the CIA versus the FBI. Apparently, they had intel that they weren't sharing with each other, and some stuff could be prevented. Now, while it's based on actual events that happened, it's still some fiction, but I'm wondering how much might be true.
Oh, I always think fiction's real whenever it comes to that stuff. Right. They just can't officially say.
Yeah.
Like when I watch Scandal, I'm going, oh, yeah.
Who's our guy we like from Newsroom? Jeff Daniels. Is that him?
Yeah, from Dumb and Dumber. Yeah, that's what I think I'm from.
Oh, well, I think of Newsroom. He's in it, and he's awesome.
Lunchbox, what'd you do last night? Did you hang out with more of your high school friends?
Yeah, and we watched the basketball game, the Celtics and 76ers, and we watched the Preds, Winnipeg Jets. Good times.
Do you buy when it's all your friends?
Sometimes.
Like, are you the guy? Because we were talking earlier about how you're the guy.
Yeah.
But are you like, I got this one, boys?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes they will. Usually, it used to be I knew the bartender, so I'd be like, yeah, I got this one, guys. Don't worry about it. And I'd show off and get them all free drinks, but now there's a lot of new places and a lot of new bartenders. new generation of cat slinging drinks.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't know him as well?
No, I don't know him as well.
Don't have
I love
hookup.
The visual, though, of him being the alpha with his two buddies behind him.
Yeah, I just don't think that's real, though. I think says it. No.
Oh.
One of his friends got a spray tan, one of his guy friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, he spray tans on the regular.
Well, yeah, but Lunch didn't know.
I had no idea. This was a revelation. He revealed it, and we all just like, what? Like, what are you doing getting a spray tan? I almost said his name, and I don't want to call him out.
Oh,
but
you don't want to embarrass him?
Yeah, Forrest, I can't believe you do that, dude.
Yeah,
like, come on.
I know.
Like, what are you doing?
And Forrest admitted that he got it right before Lunchbox's wedding.
Yeah, he goes, you just have to sometimes. He goes, I'm Mexican, but I'm a white Mexican.
Oh, he's a Mexican dude?
I didn't
he
know
got
that.
And he gets a spray tan.
Huh. Now, even I'm judging. You hear me judging a little bit? Like, I had to get one for the TV show. Because I always get them before I go on camera because I see no sun.
Do you have one now?
Yeah,
I got it.
It's very mild.
It's a very mild one. Yeah. You know, I like to play cool.
Not bad, though, dude.
Low-key spray tan.
Low-key.
Yeah, but I don't. If I don't, you see through me in the lights. But your buddy just does it because.
No, he's pretty much see-through too, but he does it because he's like, what if I'm going to the lake? I got to have a spray tan. What if I'm doing. I'm like, you don't go to the lake, A. But I just could not believe it. I said, go outside.
Yeah, I don't go outside.
Because he doesn't go outside. He hates the outside.
So you think less of him now?
Oh, yeah. Judge. We made fun of him all night.
Every sponsored social media post by Kylie Jenner is worth $1 million.
Oh, that's amazing.
Did you know that?
Life.
Kylie is the first member of her family to reach that milestone. She's the youngest of the Kardashian-Jenner girls, but the most influential.
Wow.
They've decided her post is worth $1 million.
Wow.
I told you I did my first Instagram ad ever. It's for something I already like.
Is that close to a mil?
No.
No.
Why are you being rude? You're very snippy with me today. All morning you've been snippy with me.
Oh, well, because.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean to be. I mean, sorry, I just was
did
like,
anyone really think it was worth $1 million?
No, I was just
That's
asking.
Why I was saying
no. It was more like 900,000, guys.
Yeah. Oh.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
This girl's 10 years old in Texas. Her name's Grace. Her dad's name was Jeff. He was moving furniture in her room in Alvin, Texas, when the dad collapsed. He woke up, and the 10-year-old was there. And so what the 10-year-old done, she grabbed her iPad, and she FaceTimed her mom and said, hey, what do I do? And so then they called 911, the mom did, and they got there in time and saved him.
Wow.
Whoa.
So, she grabs the iPad, calls the mom. Mom calls 911. 911 gets there. All
That's
these
crazy.
People do the right things.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, listen, it all came down to his blood pressure meds that cause his heart to slow down. But his daughter was smart enough to call somebody on the pad. Would your kids know that, Amy?
I think maybe not.
Have you talked to your kids about emergency situations yet?
Yeah, and they've learned about it in school because one day they wanted to call 911 on me. And I was like, I think you're confused. I think you're confused.
I've wanted to do that too.
Yeah.
But why would they want to call 911?
I don't know. Something about my driving. I don't know. They're like, they wanted to call 911. But they were fine. I didn't do anything wrong.
So who says what?
And I was like, you don't call 911 for mom's driving. Then you're going to get arrested for inappropriate use of 911.
How bad were you driving?
I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did.
You scared two kids that
they want to call 911.
No, they don't understand driving yet, really.
I don't think you do either sometimes, though, and I ride with you plenty.
I can't remember the exact scenario, but I just remember my daughter sitting in the back, and I literally was like, did she learn about 911 at school today or something? Because she was like, I'm going to have to call 911 on you. Maybe I didn't use my blinker or something.
Or something. Simple. Yeah, simple. There you go. That's Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Go to our YouTube page and watch Brantley Gilbert perform earlier this morning. And you can subscribe as well and watch all of our performances. By the way, today's May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
May it also be with you.
It's a Star Wars Day. I don't even like Star Wars, but it's still fun to say.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yes!
I tried to watch a bit of one Star Wars, and I couldn't get through it.
Try it again.
Well, I didn't get into it as a kid, and then I started watching the 1970s version, and it just looked like a hokey movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're fantastic, and I don't hate Star Wars people at all. It just wasn't for me.
They're so good, and then when even the new ones come out, it's so exciting.
I bet you the new ones are really great. I had an ex-girlfriend that was fascinated with Star Wars. When it came out, she'd watch all of them. She watched Star Wars. She watched the side character movies.
Yes.
Yeah, all the sequels and prequels and mequels, all those.
Yeah,
she,
well, Bones, may the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you. Because Eddie's a Star Wars nerd.
I am.
Yeah.
That's the last we need to say that.
Well, it's going to be May, too, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Is there anything, you know, Star Wars is not for me. But I also tried to watch the Lord of the Rings movies, and I really gave them a chance. I watched all of them. Wasn't for me.
Really?
So we go around the room. What did you go, okay, I'm going to try to take this in, and it just wasn't for me, even though everybody else said this is awesome. Because the Lord of the Rings are like 98% on IMDb. And I thought, wow, the people can't be wrong. And I watched the first one. It was 3.5 hours, and there was no ending. They were just walking. It was like that Manchester by the Sea. There was no ending to the movie.
There was no ending.
There's no ending. Right. I'm not even spoiling it. There's nothing to spoil. I didn't cry. When are you giving me your movies? Next week, Eddie?
Yeah, I have a list close. I'm almost there. It's finalizing.
So I'll say for me, Lord of the Rings, I just didn't love it. I wanted to. So much hype. I didn't love it. Didn't get it. Amy?
Harry Potter. I tried to watch those and tried to read the books.
Oh.
Not happening.
Eddie?
50 Shades. People like that.
I don't think that was for you, though. I think that was targeted at
women.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried to watch 50, the original one. I'm like, this isn't for me.
I read the first book, and I thought the book was okay. It just felt weird. Like, the dirty parts felt weird to me.
Yeah, it's a weird movie. Like,
But it's not for us.
They make weird. They're trying to make weird stuff, like, be normal. I'm like, no, that's not normal.
But how do you know it's not normal? It's because it's not in your life. Well, yeah, it's not normal.
I guess that's what I meant. How many are there now, though? Like, 4?
I think there are 19,
the last
right?
one just came out.
Aren't, like, the cousins doing it, too?
Wow. Exactly. Totally normal.
It's like, yeah. Lunchbox.
Avatar. The blue people. Oh, my gosh. That movie was terrible.
I enjoyed it. I didn't
love it.
It was
like 6 hours long. You want to talk about a long movie. It was like 4.5 hours, and it was like, okay.
Nobody's arguing with you. I don't know why you get so defensive.
Well, no one said anything. Everybody's just quiet.
Nobody said anything about my Harry Potter one.
Yeah, we're just listening to
the story. I've never seen Harry Potter.
Morgan, number two, you're 24. What is it that you were like, really, it's not my thing?
Well, mine was a TV show. It was Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I can see how you can not get into it. That one takes a minute. I think that's the best TV show of our lifetime because of, one, how good it is, and two, how much money they spent. And just how perfect it is. But I can see how if you don't invest time into it, it's way too confusing. Quiet Mike, you have anything? Quiet Mike, a.k.a. Movie Mike, a.k.a. Mike, Sharona, do you have anything?
Big Bang Theory.
You know, like, Lunchbox hates Big Bang Theory, too.
I don't get that either.
I like it.
Loves it.
Shocked that Mike D doesn't like it.
I like that one.
I thought that would be your alley, Mike.
Like your wheelhouse.
Why? The nerdiness.
Yeah, but it's like overly nerdy.
Yeah, it's nerdy to the point where it's funny to even commoners like us. Like, they go really nerdy, but in a way that makes you go, oh, they're being so nerdy. Even though I don't get what they're saying, I'm still laughing because they're being nerdy as a joke.
Yeah.
I like that show. That's one I didn't like either for a while.
Have you seen the spinoff with the little kid?
Mm-mm. It's new.
Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon.
I don't really watch anything newish. Don't you watch Young Sheldon?
I watched like the first
I'm a big fan. I hate Big Bang Theory, but Young Sheldon.
No, I watched the first 2 episodes not realizing that it was a spinoff of the other one. And I was like, oh, this kind of sounds like that guy from Big Bang Theory.
But did you like it?
It was all right. It was just too smart. Like, it was like, all it did was make like huge nerd jokes. I was like, okay, get it. He's a really smart kid and his brother's not. Got it.
There's a mystery pooper that's been found at a school.
Man, that is awesome.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so police in New Jersey have been on the hunt for a mystery pooper at this high school, and they set up surveillance that led them to the school superintendent, or as I like to call him, the pooperintendent. Yeah, there you go. He's 42 years old, arrested on the athletic field.
What? That's so bizarre.
He was charged with pooping in public, lewdness, littering. It's unclear what prompted him to repeatedly poop on the school grounds. Following his arrest, they requested it. They give him a leave of absence. So they did. They paid him. But yeah, how about that?
Yeah, why is he poop? Like,
that's the thing.
Did you see how much money he was making?
No.
$147,000 a year. Now he's going to lose his job because he wanted to poop on the field.
I wonder what that was about.
I have no idea.
Is it some?
Yeah, it's a thing. Like, he's into it. Who knows where else he's done it, you know?
It takes a lot to
like,
poop
all
somewhere.
Over town.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even talking about that. Okay. I would have problems. I don't like using the bathroom around people. Mm-hmm. Bathroom humor just isn't my type of humor.
Yeah, but you'll answer the hotel door just butt naked.
That's not bathroom.
Still.
I don't think there's anything wrong with the human body. And I only do that to dudes, by the way.
Well, I know. You've done it to me like twice.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
No, it's not.
I'm like, yeah, come on in. Woo! Or like Mike D and I would be.
You do it to Mike D too?
No.
Oh my gosh.
I do it. If I'm around you enough, I just don't care about clothes.
So what have you
dudes,
done with
dudes? Never, right. Never women.
What have you done around Mike D?
He'll just be producing something, and I'll just walk in and be like,
"I'm doing the Bobby cast," and I'll turn around,
like, "Hey, man, hey.
What's it, like, guys,
crazy?
Like, what is?
I love doing that.
I love making people uncomfortable,
and that does that
guys,
exactly.
But I get only guys. Yes. Oh, what, man. Lunchbox?
I don't understand why you think that's funny.
Nakedness, like, is funny. Don't you see on Jackass when they do it and you laugh? Don't you? Why are they laughing so hard? Because naked stuff's funny.
Yeah, I guess so. And Mike D, what do? You just, you don't want to punch
this,
him or anything?
He does this. He goes, ugh.
Just like that. The Bobby Bones
Show. All right, these songs that I like this week, they're called Bobby's Bops. Bobby's Bops. Bops. I'm going to start with this one from Trent Harmon, One American Idol. He's got a new song called You Got 'Em All. It's really good. 'Cause I feel like all my better days are gone. And I think you got 'em all. Those dreams you prayed about, but were scared to have. This is Trent Harmon. Smiles and the laughs, the greener the grass. Well, girl, I hope you got 'em all. 'Cause I'm still waiting on life to begin again. Still a second chance to stop me and steal my breath the way you did. And I'm still looking for your Jeep in every parking lot. Still taste your lips with every whiskey shot. And I hope you found whatever I ain't found. Yeah. 'Cause I feel like all my better days are gone. And I think you got them all. There you go. Little guitar solo there. Trent Harmon. Leon Bridges. I think his record came out today. This is called Beyond. As you can tell, I'm into the slow music.
Feeling that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's 95% of my playlist is slow songs. Beyond, beyond. Space and time in the afterlife. Will she have my kids? Like to get some candles on, turn a bubble bath on.
Really?
Yeah, and just sit alone. Stare at it.
Okay. I wanna bring her
round to meet you. I think you like a cat. And then finally, Bobby's Bop is the Ryan Hurd song that we played for a few weeks. Called Diamonds and Twine. Doesn't matter if it's diamonds or twine. I'll be wrapped around your finger, girl. There you go. Here's the full song here. I'll play it. This is Diamonds or Twine from Ryan Hurd. Bobby's Bops. Here's the full song of this one. Check it out. You know when you know, you hear that all your life. Well, whoever they are, turns out they were right. Sunshine, the good times. Yeah, we got a few behind us. But when the bad times come, I ain't gonna run. It doesn't matter if it's diamonds or twine. I'll be wrapped around your finger. Girl, you got me till we run out of time. Did you pour rain or shine? The wind's gonna blow wherever it goes, and the road is gonna wind. Doesn't matter if it's diamonds or twine. Forevermore, I'll be yours and you'll be mine. When I look at you now, I see all I ever wanted. Make me wanna hang around and hold your hand. We're 100. You make love feel so real, so simple and honest. It's in every breath and every kiss. Yeah, the thing about you is, it doesn't matter if it's diamonds or twine. I'll be wrapped around your finger. Girl, you got me till we run out of time. Reach your pull, rain or shine. The wind's gonna blow wherever it goes, and the road is.
be wrapped around your finger. Girl, you got me till we run out of town. With your poor rain or shine. Get your bones on. Get your Bobby Bones on.
Yeah. How are we feeling about cell phones and brain tumors?
I mean, I think it's a high possibility.
Yeah. I've always felt that eventually they're going to go, oh, by the way, we were wrong the last 20 years because they haven't done enough research. They haven't had enough time to do enough research. And there's so much money in it. And I was reading the story that brain tumors are way up. And it's got to be cell phones, right? Mm-hmm. Again, my doctor says that it's cell phones that are causing it.
Ah.
There was this whole story that came out. It says cell phones may be to blame for the surge in deadly brain tumors. I mean, if that's not a headline that scares you. Luckily for me, I don't talk on my phone. It's not even a phone to me. It's a small computer. Because I text 75% of the time. FaceTime 20% of the time.
Yep.
And 5% I might talk on the phone.
5% that phone's actually up to your ear,
yeah,
you think?
But still, it's in my pocket, so my jewels are getting fried.
Oh, yes. Sure.
What about a Bluetooth? Is that worse than a cell phone?
That's getting all of us at one hit.
I don't know.
If the Bluetooth is getting us, we're all getting God anyway, because there are rays all over us. But if you're holding it up to your head, it just seems like there's no way for that not to be negative. And I know I double negative there, but I don't know how there's no... The whole story comes from the New York Post. Mobile phones may be behind a surge in deadly brain tumors. Cases in globoblastoma soared from 903 to 2,500.
It's crazy.
So, and what's the thing that continues to rise? The amount of time people's on their phones.
Yeah.
But you probably shouldn't have it in your pocket next to your junk either if you're a dude.
That's what they say.
I'm going to start putting it in my back pocket.
I still, well then what? You get... Butt cancer?
Butt cheek cancer.
Yeah, I'm not joking about that. Let's see. There's a new ham ice cream flavor.
Ooh.
Which sounds about as disgusting as you could have ice cream.
Ooh.
Ham. The most generic, gross dessert flavor. Ham.
Yeah, that does not sound good.
Ooh.
A New Jersey ice cream company announced that it has ham and also pork roll as their ice cream flavor. That 2.5 gallon containers of ice cream. Blech. And they have ham in it, too.
Ew, chunks
that's
of
so
ham?
Gross.
There's,
ham.
There's also a volcano in Hawaii where it's covering the streets now. Did you guys see this?
Really?
They're showing the lava.
Oh, that's cool.
They've evacuated Hawaiian neighborhoods.
That's crazy.
In Honolulu.
Honolulu? You were there.
I was. I got out just in time. This volcano is releasing red lava into a residential subdivision. Mandatory evacuations. The eruption comes days after an earthquake. You know, they say that the volcanoes will eventually get Hawaii, and the earthquake will eventually get San Francisco.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a matter of not
when.
If, but when. But people are still buying property like crazy in San Francisco. What do you see, Lunchbox?
I'm just looking at lava. I can't believe lava can still go into your neighborhood. I thought, I don't know. Nature's amazing.
Yeah, tell us more.
Because a volcano, I didn't really think they still went up.
You know they just retired?
They
took the rest of the year off?
Yeah.
They got the gold watch.
I thought that was back in the day. Like,
what are you talking about?
Before we were here, they had volcanoes and they erupted and then that's how...
I think they're rare, but that's why you're not seeing them. But when they do... But there have been a couple in our lifetime, big ones.
Oh.
There's lava in one of the big islands of Hawaii that's constantly flowing.
Yeah. I think the eruption is what's crazy to him. Him seeing
okay.
it.
Okay.
That is so wild.
What, that a volcano exists?
That it erupts. Like, I thought they were just dormant. Now, like, you can climb up them.
Hmm. You can climb up a lot of them. Yeah, there you go. Well, the volcano's happening.
Wow, look
right
at this. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Brett Young's longtime girlfriend wanted him to sing at their wedding later this year, and looks like he's caved into the pressure. At first, he was like, ooh, singing at my own wedding, that could be kind of cheesy. So he says he's not going to do his own song, but that he will perform. He's just trying to figure out what song he'll do in order to make her happy.
That puts him in an awkward position. I wouldn't want to sing at my own wedding, even if I was the best singer. And I'm glad she asked him. Because if he was like, hey, I want to sing at my own wedding, that would be... I thought that's what, when you were talking about it earlier off the air, I thought he was just volunteering to sing it. Didn't you guys?
Yeah, it sounded like that.
But still, I think that... I still don't think I'd be able to
If she wanted me to sing, I would sing. Like, if I were getting married to someone and she wanted me to sing, I would sing. Because I feel like the wedding's about her anyway. So, yeah, I think it's actually cool that he's doing it, even though he doesn't want to.
Oh, if I'm an artist... I am automatically singing at my wedding to let everybody know I'm a baller.
Everybody knows you're an artist, though.
Yeah, but you're a baller if you go there.
I would cry. I would start singing. I would do this song. Kiss you.
Like, stop the band.
That's what I would do.
And why wouldn't he sing his own song?
Part he thinks is cheesy.
Because it's already kind of... I get it. Like, I see where he feels like it's cheesy to sing at his own wedding. That's weird. But if she wants it, I would do it, too. So I got to tip the old hat to that. Sometimes you do uncomfortable things. That's why I've been in such a successful relationship for so long.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
ability for me to, you know, compromise.
Yeah. Totally.
Oh, by the way, let me just say this. I'm going to Canada next week. And this was a part of the show we were talking about yesterday, was that I had a girlfriend that was from Canada. And we were talking maybe yesterday or the day before. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to Canada for the first time. And it got back to her, and she was like, oh, you're bragging about going to Canada? You didn't go for 2 years while we were together?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, oh, you're doing a keynote, so you go to Canada. And we don't talk that often anymore, but we're on good terms. But I was like, yeah, you know, I feel like I wasn't invited that much. She was like, here's 7 times that I invited you to come to Canada.
Yeah. You're going to hear about that one for a while.
But why? Like, it's time. It didn't happen. Now he's going for work. He has to go.
I don't have to go.
But I mean, yeah, I'll go with it. Go with it.
But no, but the point is, he'll go for work, but he wouldn't go for love.
I felt uncomfortable.
There was no love there.
Easy. Let's be easy. All right, what else, Anne?
I don't really care so much about this, but some people might. A Hulk mania might be coming back. Hulk Hogan may return to the WWE, and they really want... something to happen, so they're working out the details. Yeah.
He is so old.
I know. Like, can he even still wrestle?
I mean, he's old, and he's kind of... I mean, I've seen... Ric Flair wrestled when he was old and flabby.
Ugh.
But I don't know about Hulkamania.
That Ric Flair 30 for 30 was so good.
The Andre the Giant one's even better. Have you guys seen Andre the Giant?
Yes. Yeah. So good, man.
The one on HBO is interesting. Yeah. Hulk Hogan is 64 years old. He doesn't need to get back in the ring.
Unless he's broke. There's not a lot of mania left.
Do you think can he really be broke?
Oh, yeah. You can live a lifestyle, outlive your money pretty quickly.
Man.
Doesn't matter how rich you are. You can outlive your rich. I also know people that don't make a lot of money that aren't broke because they're smart with their money. All right, what else?
Okay, so I just want to leave people on this note of where there's a will, there's a way, because there was a soccer fan that was banned from the stadium for a full year for bad behavior. So he rented a crane, climbed up to the top of the crane, and got to enjoy the entire soccer match from way up high. He could see everything.
Not a bad plan, if you ask me.
So, you know, don't give up, people.
Wait, what country was this? In Europe, they're nuts.
Yeah, this was in Europe.
They are nuttier about soccer in Europe than we are about college football in the South.
Yes, absolutely.
And we are really nutty about college football in the South, especially the Southeast. But soccer person's crazy. Is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
There you go.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
So the middle from Zedd with Maren Morris had its 5th week at number 1 on the pop chart. And so Maren got her acoustic guitar out. And this is her doing the middle on acoustic here.
So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go.
That's cool, huh?
Yeah.
So awesome.
I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle. Oh, baby.
That song is still so good.
Yeah.
When it comes on the pops, I turn it up and
me
I always
too.
Hear that.
Yeah, that clock. I love
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah. So she put that up. Do I have a clip of the new Dan and Jay song?
Yeah.
This is new from Dan and Jay called All to Myself. If you haven't heard this yet, it came out this morning.
I want you all myself. We don't need anyone else. Let our bodies do the talking. Let our shadows paint the wall. I want you here in my arms. We'll hide away in the
Yeah, new Dan and Shay this morning. They're playing our iHeart Country Festival this weekend, so we'll see them. We're all in Austin right now, and Eddie got in at like 11:30 last night.
It's pretty brutal, yeah.
But what happened with your flight?
Man, I get to the airport at noon, and my flight's delayed, and they said that I'm not going to be able to connect in my next city that I'm trying to connect.
Where were you trying to go?
Dallas.
So Nashville to Dallas,
mm-hmm,
to Austin.
Yep, they said I wouldn't have made my next flight, so they're going to look for other flights. We probably stood there for 30 minutes while they were like, oh, here's one. Nope, sold out. Nope, sold
but
out.
But why were you getting mad? Because I know you said you were going to tweet the airline.
I was so close to doing the mean tweet.
Okay, but my point is, what do you think that would have fixed? And do you not think they were really trying to get you on your best flight?
Well, I hear stories of people where they like tweet, you know, the airline. They're just like, you know what? Free ticket for you.
Name one person that's happened to.
One of my friends told me. I think Brandon Ray told me he did that
stop
one time.
Stop it.
But they were just kind of taking me everywhere, and they're like, we can fly you to California and then you can connect and be there by 2 a.m. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm trying to get to the south.
But so, do you not think they were looking at every option? Do you think they saw you and go, let's screw this guy over?
Here's what upset me. He just goes, sorry man, not much we can do for you.
I mean, but that's probably the honest truth.
But I bought a ticket to go.
But they didn't make the storms pop up. There were terrible storms. There was nothing that they could do. Do you think they want to lose money on flights?
It's like if you go to the movies and you go, all right, well, ticket for one for Star Wars. And they're like, sorry, buddy, can't go watch it. I'm like, what do you mean? I just bought a ticket.
But there's
sold
bad weather.
Out.
You want?
Yeah.
It's like, no, not the friendly
skies. It's not the same thing, because what you're saying is your theater may be the real messed up, and you want to go into another theater, but it's already sold out. Because you wanted to go on a later flight, but it was sold out. They couldn't kick someone else out.
I just
out.
Got upset because he was like, nothing we can do for you.
What you got upset for was the situation didn't go the way you planned it.
The way I paid and planned it.
You can't pay
to
for a storm. You can't fix a storm.
So anyway, they send me to Chicago, and I'm there for 5 hours, and I finally get to Austin, Texas at like 11 at night.
But you should have tweeted. Tweeting should work.
It's not going to work. Not if you don't have a...
Man, the tweet I had in my mind was mean.
What were you going to tweet?
Oh, this is how you treat your people? You messed with the wrong person.
Really? Oh, wait, no. What were you going to do, though?
I don't know. I was going to see where that went. I was going to see what they write back.
Whatever.
I mean, if the guy was really, really rude to you or something.
I don't think he was. You can tell from Eddie's.
He wasn't rude.
Eddie's just mad because he was like, I'm so sorry, sir. There's nothing we can do.
Eddie's mad because the weather was bad and he couldn't get in for 12 hours. Sometimes life poops on your head, man.
Make it up with God.
You know what else he told me?
What?
He goes, I can get you to San Antonio right away. I'm like, okay, but I'm going to Austin. He's like, yeah, you can rent a car or something. It's only an hour away.
People have to do that sometimes.
I've done that four times.
I was like, okay, you're going to rent a car for me? I'm like, no. You'd have to rent your own car. I'm like, no, you're just going to throw me in the middle of Texas?
It's 45 minutes away.
Yeah, like, why wouldn't you do that?
I would have done that.
You would have?
Yes, yeah. You would have gotten here like 6 hours earlier.
I've done it four times at least.
But why didn't you guys tell me that?
No,
we just
know.
Saw you crying on Twitter with a beer.
I was
with
sad.
Your head on the... Were you on the ground? Were you laying on the ground?
I was on a table.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So this weekend is our iHeart Country Festival, and... I mean, I guess I started yesterday, but I go today when the show's over and I start to have rehearsals and I have to tape some TV stuff. We do some prepackaged stuff. And so I do that all day. I think I start at 11 and I finish at 7 whenever we have our first meetings tonight. Because everybody's in town in Austin because of the big festival. So, yeah, it's a pretty packed couple days for me. But I would have it no other way. The deal is, I'm irritated because it's so packed, but I'd be even more irritated if I was doing nothing because I'd be like, why don't anybody want to use me? Am I any good?
Exactly.
So I'm just perpetually unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
And there we have it, folks. Let's call it a day. No. It'll be great. I hope that tomorrow night you listen, either on the iHeart Country station that you're listening to now, if you are listening to one, or you can go to @ATT on Twitter and watch it live. Amy, will we do a little thing on camera? You're doing like the AT&T moment I was hearing?
Yeah. It's my first time.
I don't think we've announced the co-host yet still.
Mm.
I said too much about it yesterday. I don't know if they have or not. I haven't looked at Twitter. But Amy's totally geeking out about who my co-host
so
is.
So Amy knows who it is.
Oh, but I'm going to
Don't
be...
you?
No, I don't know.
Hold on. Turn the music up right for a second. Let me turn it down. Turn the music up.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Shut up!
Yeah. Dude, it may already be out right now.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So that's happening.
That's crazy.
Eddie, we have to be cool, though.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. Are we going to get to meet her?
Yes.
Like, for real.
Bobby said she's going to be really busy, but I'm just going to casually be available.
Well, so that, and I'm performing with Sugarland tomorrow night and a little rap. I don't know how it's going to go. We're shooting it for TV.
It's going to be amazing. I can't wait.
So it's got to kind of be, so Monday we'll play that back, too.
I think it's going to be the highlight.
What, the whole festival? Not Luke or Keith. Me.
You and John Party.
Mm-hmm. What's up with you?
What do you mean? Today?
Yeah, today, tonight.
I don't have any rehearsals for anything. Although, I'm just going to be hanging out with family. My kids are here and working out and then getting ready. We have dinners tonight or something.
Lunchbox, what's up with you?
Man, I got a packed schedule today. I'm going to be doing some meetings, making business deals, meeting this person, that person. Okay. So I got a dinner tonight, and I'm going to be taking a nap. That's about it.
Yeah, we all have things. I guess we're all in the hotel now, too, huh?
Yeah.
Quiet Mike, you in the hotel now?
Yep.
They put us all in the hotel.
Yep.
Look at this.
Are we in the same floor? Can we have, like, a floor party?
Hey, what floor are you on, Eddie?
What floor are you on?
18, I think.
Yeah, what number? All right, hey, have a great weekend. We'll catch you back Monday. Be sure to check out our iHeart Country Festival. Thanks for listening this week. You can always go and listen to this show because there's an entire segment that you didn't get to hear. It's called the post-show pre-show. As soon as the show is over, we go and we record the intro of the podcast. Sometimes it's 20 minutes. Sometimes it's longer, shorter. But just search Bobby Bones Show on demand. Also, there's a new Bobby cast with Scott Hamilton. And thank you very much. We'll see you on Monday. Bye, everybody.
Bones. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.